From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump made his United Nations debut Monday, speaking at an American-hosted meeting on reforming how the world body is managed.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement, while the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
Trump spoke to leaders and officials from more than 120 countries who were invited to attend after signing on to a U.S.-backed 10-point declaration that supported the reform efforts of Antonio Guterres, the U.N. Secretary General. Guterres told the group the U.N. must become more nimble, effective, flexible, and efficient. He said the bureaucratic shortcomings at the world body keep him awake at night. President Trump also said on Monday that he's confident, quote, we have a chance to forge a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. But he signaled new uncertainty about the U.S. view of the international deal curbing Iran's nuclear program. He said most people would say there's no chance whatsoever of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. He spoke as he prepared for one-on-one talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But Trump vowed to give peace efforts an absolute go, he said. I really think we have a chance, he said. I think Israel would like to see it, and I think the Palestinians would like to see it, and I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it. This is VOA News. UN investigators are calling for the prosecution of the perpetrators of crimes against civilians in Syria's long-running civil war. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein tells us that the latest report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council by the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria documents multiple atrocities and gross violations committed by all sides of the conflict.
The Commission of Inquiry has run out of patience with UN member states it accuses of having done little to hold perpetrators of crimes in Syria accountable. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro calls the deadlock at the Security Council on Syria after 6 years of war reprehensible and at times bewildering.
We have a duty and our mandate, however, to document the unambiguously illegal use of prohibited chemical weapons in blatant violation of international law and attribute responsibility accordingly.
Pinheiro says that chemical attack killed 80 people, mostly women and children, injuring hundreds more. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is scheduled to give a highly anticipated national speech on Tuesday, addressing her country's crisis in Rakhine State, where ongoing violence has led about 400,000 ethnic Rohingya to flee to neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks. She's expected to speak both in English and Burmese during her speech Tuesday. Her remarks will be streamed live on voanews.com beginning shortly after 0300 UTC Tuesday. That's after 11 p.m. Eastern Time Monday at the United Nations. A suicide blast near one of Pakistan's two main border crossings with Afghanistan has wounded at least 22 people, including several members of the security forces. The attack Monday evening prompted Pakistani authorities to quickly suspend all traffic at the southwestern Chaman post. Iraq's Supreme Court has approved a request by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to suspend an independence referendum that the country's Kurdistan region planned to hold later this month. The court said Monday the vote will be on hold until it reviews cases regarding the constitutionality of the vote. Abadi has repeatedly spoken out against the referendum, calling it a dangerous escalation that would invite violations of Iraqi sovereignty. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.